This is a dictation for Faye Carter, F-A-Y-C-A-R-T-E-R. Date of birth is 9/22/1958. Date of accident 5/13/2022. Date of services 5/4/2023. The patient Faye Carter is here with a history of pain, suffering in the area of the neck, the both shoulders, especially the left shoulder, and lower back. The pains have been consistently been between 6 and 8, with occasional radiation to the across the lower back involving both the sacroiliac joints, and neck is also reportedly 8. However, the patient do not have any radiation or pain to the arms. And her pain in the left shoulder is disallows abduction beyond 120 degrees. Pain level varies from 6 to 8. ADLs are reported affected to the tune of 9 and 10. General activity, work, and enjoyment of life are affected 10. Walking ability and sleep is affected 9. Relationship with other people is 6. The patient reports 40% improvement in her symptoms since the time of accident. She had a gap in physical therapy. For several months, she could not do it due to the transportation problem and also the therapist office being closed. A new therapist has been found for her. System review is from the chart. Additional history is from the chart. Substance abuse and compliance history is also from the chart. Physical examination reveals blood pressure of 142/82, pulse is 77, pulse ox 99%. Rest of the exam is same from previous visit of 4/4/2023. Dictation number is 0410-063. Along with the diagnosis, the plan is to continue the medication, which is Mobic, 15 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Acifex, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Xanax is provided 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety, panic attack after this accident. Lyrica, 50 milligram twice a day for nerve pain. Lidoprim ointment for topical pain relief is provided. Her ADS, her MAPS and the LEDs were reviewed and they were found to be in compliance. MRIs were reviewed with the patient. The patient has a right shoulder MRI, which was dated 3/14/2023, showing partial thickness tear of the distal supraspinatus tendon, occupying 50% of the tendon with the regional area of abnormal signal and adjacent attachment, superior lateral humeral head, likely reflecting superimposed ossessive involvement. There are tears in the anterior superior glenoid labrum and AC joint degenerative changes. Patient is informed that she may benefit with the injection treatment with steroid in these areas. Cervical spine has a herniated disc at C4-5, C5-6, and a bulging disc at C6-7. Lumbar spine has a bulging disc at L1, L2, L3-4, herniated disc at L4-5, and a bulging disc at L5-S1. The plan will be to give serial injections, 4 to 5 injections to the lumbar and to the cervical epidural area with steroid under fluoroscopy. The patient came twice before and her blood pressure was extremely high and procedure was postponed. Now she wants to come for the procedure, and once she comes, we'll be more than happy to provide her help. And we discussed the issue of the surgery also, surgical consult. And patient is referred to a chiropractor. Acupuncture has been discussed. A MRI for thoracic spine was also ordered, and neuropsych evaluation was ordered. That has not yet to be done. Thank you.